Hi everybody, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Leah.
And today we're going to start with the very first unit of the month. And there's no joke, even though it is April Fool's Day today.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, hope nobody's pulled any tricks on you. We have occasionally put joke articles in the magazine on this day. But this one is it's not a serious subject. It's an interesting one, but it's not a joke one. It's about hot dogs.
Hot dogs. It's something that pretty much everybody has tried at some point in their life.
Yeah, I've tried vegetarian ones. That's about it. I'm not a meat eater, haven't been ever since I was about 2 or 3 years old. So.
Oh, wow. I am one who has always searched for the right hot dog.
Okay.
You have to have the right flavor of hot dog or it's just not worth eating.
What toppings would you put on them?
I put relish. Oh, actually, I don't put relish. I'm sorry. I put onions and I put mustard, but no relish. And then some folks like sauerkraut on theirs as well, which I love sauerkraut separate, but sauerkraut on my hot dog, I'm like, why do this to the hot dog? You don't need to cover it with everything.
Have you tried the Shilin Night Market, like sausage in a sausage?
I have not tried. Oh, I think
where
I
it's
know
like
what you're
a,
talking
ri- about. A rice sausage in a sausage skin with another sausage inside it.
And that is really not bad. Over by the temple, they sell quite a few of those.
Yeah, you can find them all over the place, but I know Shilin is pretty famous for that particular dish.
One little area that has like 3 or 4 shops together. Mm. It's like, okay, which one do I want? Which is the best hot dog in a hot dog?
The one with all the queue of people, usually.
Right, normally.
Just follow the line. I've had vegetarian sausages. They're okay.
Right.
Yeah, they're never quite. Because the reason I don't eat meat is I don't enjoy the taste particularly.
Well, a hot dog in itself is not exactly the most thrilling thing if you think about what a hot dog is wrapped in.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be wrapped in an animal's intestines for its casing. So that's a little bit distressing. If you're looking at being a vegetarian, you probably are not going to want that to be anywhere near you.
No. So, yeah, the vegetarian sausages in a bun. Yeah, I've had those at barbecues. They're getting better.
Right.
Like when in the 90s, vegetarian sausages were just not great at all. But over time, people have got better flavors into them, different ingredients, made up better ones. But anyway, the story is not about whether we like hot dogs or not. This article is actually about where the idea for hot dogs, where the whole story began. It's the history of hot dogs, particularly in the US. So let's start by reading through the article, and then we'll get back to check out some of the interesting words, phrases, and other ideas in it. In Taiwan, a quick stop at a local convenience store allows you to grab a hot dog whenever you want. But have you ever wondered how this popular snack got its unique name and became a leading light of American cuisine? First, the name hot dog is actually a combination of different ideas. Vendors called the sausages red hot to get customers to buy one fresh off their grills. As for the dog part, it's a playful joke to compare the meat of the sausage to that of a dog, specifically a dachshund. This small, long dog breed was introduced to the US by German immigrants, just like the hot dog itself. Speaking of German immigrants, they probably played a role in the way we eat hot dogs today. It's said that back in the 1860s, German immigrant Charles Veltman established the first hot dog stand at Coney Island in New York. To make it easier for visitors to enjoy his treats while they wandered around, he placed sausages in buns. This creative idea gradually caught on, and hot dogs with buns became an American classic. In fact, Veltman's contribution is just one of the many theories about the origin of this successful pair. So, the next time you're hungry, grab a hot dog and enjoy this slice of Americana for yourself.
All right, so we're starting out here with the title real quickly. Hot dog history, the sausage in a bun revolution. Now, why would this be a revolution? Maybe because historically, hot dogs were served in Germany as a sausage with a piece of bread. So once you're putting it in a bun, you're creating something very different and you're turning everything upside down in the world. So you've got a revolution. It's a big change of things. And we find that in time, Taiwan, a quick stop at a local convenience store allows you to grab a hot dog whenever you want. I love this word grab. If you think of it, it's almost onomatopoeic or onomatopoetic in nature in terms of while you're doing the action, you make the sound. It's like grab. It means to take something very quickly. Normally with onomatopoeic words, it has the sound that it's the sound of what it is. So like whoosh.
Bang, and then it's, crash, thud.
Zzz, you know, the buzz of a bee. And those are all written that way that it sounds. But yeah, with grab, you grab something quickly. You might grab a snack, which means you just go and get something to eat really quickly. Grab a meal together. Hey, let's go grab a meal together or grab a cup of coffee. That means you're not planning on having a 3-hour sit down with the person to discuss deep and meaningful topics. You're just going to do a lighthearted get together, have a quick cup of coffee together.
Yep, have a quick snack, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it is very easy. I always see them, any convenience store. You've got the hot dogs and you've got all the other stuff just right there for anybody. Yeah, Leah just made a face. I'm not sure if they're the best hot dogs in the world.
They don't fit in my category of okay, guys. I want something else, just more meat.
Yeah, I think I certainly can't imagine anybody being, you know what, I really fancy a 7-Eleven hot dog. But
you never know.
If you're hungry and it's going to kind of fill the hole in your stomach, that's what it is.
It goes to the flavors you like.
I mean, you can add stuff on top, you know, get it spicy. I think I'd prefer it spicy to maybe hide the taste of whatever was under it. But the question next in this opening paragraph is, but have you ever wondered how this popular snack got its unique name and became a leading light of American cuisine? So a leading light is kind of like the number one thing. It leads the way. It's in the spotlights. We'd often use this phrase to refer to an actor or actress. They are the leading lights.
Yeah.
Their name is at the top of the bill or at the top of the theater entrance, and it's in lights.
And when they're on stage, the light will be focusing on them. The lead light will actually probably focus on them as they walk across the stage.
So it's the most or one of the most important things. And cuisine, of course, is the food and ingredients and the methods of serving that food and cooking that food of a particular culture or country.
Although a lot of times when I think of the word cuisine, I think of it being a little bit fancier than the snacks of hot dogs and hamburgers and French fries. So we're kind of elevating the hot dog to a higher level today.
Yeah, but I think if you ask people who, certainly those who weren't from the States, then what's American food?
Oh,
hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah.
That's what people think of. I mean, it's not quite accurate because the thing people don't realize about the U.S. is it's so huge and it's got so many different cultures within it.
Right.
So depending on which part of the country you're in, the cuisine is going to be different. Down south, there's a lot of barbecue.
A lot of barbecue.
It's huge.
Thank goodness.
You've got in the coastal areas that, you know, up in New England, seafood is going to be huge.
So thank goodness.
Yeah. So, yes, hot dogs in certain areas are a big kind of part of it. It's a classic American story as well, brought to the country by immigrants, given its own particular twist in America, and then kind of spread in popularity.
And that's what we're going to look at in this next paragraph. So it says, first, the name hot dog is actually a combination of different ideas. Well, okay, so you got hot and dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Vendors called the sausages red hot to get customers to buy one fresh off their grills. To me, when I hear this, it sounds like a scene out of a New York City street vendor situation. So a vendor is a seller. Somebody who is selling something is a vendor. It doesn't specifically have to be food. They can vend other things. It can be a newspaper vendor. It can be an art vendor. But it's normally ones that are out on the streets in little stalls or in maybe a food truck or something like that. So you can imagine these vendors are going, get your red hot sausages! And that's what is getting people to come and buy one fresh off the grill. And fresh off the grill just means that it is literally so hot because it has just come off of the grill where it was being roasted, toasted, baked, or whatever.
Yeah, the grill, of course, is the word means a bunch of different things. The grill is the metal wires or rotating kind of metal cylinders that are heated up to cook things. It could also be the method of cooking. You grill something.
Right, the verb.
Some people say you want to come over for a grill, then they mean the whole act of barbecuing stuff on a grill, which isn't the only way to barbecue, but it's certainly one that's good. In the UK, when we think of barbecuing, we think of doing it on a grill like
Pretty
that.
Pretty much in the States, too. You're going to put everything on the grill.
Yeah, there's a lot of extra stuff in the States, though, with the smoking and the different ways.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a whole deal.
And then the turkey styles, where we put it in oil. If you do the deep fry, there's new methods being made for making the perfect turkey, like the turkey duckin and things like that, where you put a chicken inside of a turkey.
So that explains the hot part. As for the dog part, the article says, it's a playful joke to compare the meat of the sausage to that of a dog, specifically a dachshund. So it's a playful joke. It's a bit of fun. People make fun of this idea that, yeah, they look like these dogs, for one thing, and I'm sure there's a lot of jokes to be... Yeah, it's dog meat because it's a cheap sausage, so it's probably not your finest beef or pork, is it?
No, probably not.
So, yeah, hopefully there's not meat of other animals been processed in there, but, you know, in some cases, you wouldn't want to swear to it.
But that does look like a dog, specifically a dachshund, right?
Yeah.
And specifically here means in specific or particularly. Opposite of that word would be generally. You're talking about one specific kind of dog, and this dog is a dachshund. Dachshund is a German word. Dachs means badger. Hund means a dog. And it just kind of got carried into the English language because it's the name of the dog.
Mm. Although I have heard them a lot, and I used to call them sausage dogs.
And they're mean little dogs oftentimes.
They can be. A wiener dog. It's the same one, right?
Yeah.
I've heard the
I've heard
wiener is the U is a common U.S. word for a sausage or a hot dog.
Yeah, it is as well. And yeah, but they're ankle biters, as I call them.
Okay, yeah. Okay, there we go.
Here we go. The small, long dog breed was introduced to the U.S. by German immigrants, just like the hot dog itself. So now we find out that the hot dog was not originally from America. It was introduced as well by German immigrants. So immigrants here means people who come from one country into another country. And German immigrants would be in this case, we're talking about in America, right? So German immigrants would be people coming from Germany and immigrating to America. The other way that looks is that they are German emigrants, which is E-M-I-G-R-A-N-T-S. And that is when you go away from your country. So in the process of going away from your country, you are an emigrant. When you come into your country, you are an immigrant.
Mm, we are
into
immigrants.
Into a country, not into your country.
Yeah.
We are immigrants.
Yeah, we are indeed immigrants. Okay, we are not finished with the topic of immigrants and German ones in particular just yet, but we're going to take a break here and listen to our Chinese teacher.
听众朋友大家好，我是安娜。我们今天要来带大家看看美国的平民美味，就是热狗。其实在台湾啊，我们也会常常吃热狗，因为便利商店就有卖热狗。不过热狗，你有没有想过为什么会取名叫做热狗，而且为什么在美国是一个平民美味呢？其实这篇文章在第一段啊，就已经点出这样子的答案。不过作者通常都会用一个疑问句让读者可以思考看看文章的主旨，也就是第一个，为什么会叫做热狗呢？那它跟狗又有什么关系呢？好，我们这篇文章啊是设计成克漏字。那在这边呢，我们可以看到其实在大考的克漏字啊，现在已经几乎是一个五题当中会有一题比较类似文法，或者是会考动词的主被动、动词变化这样子的形态。像在今天这篇文章当中，第二题跟第三题就是比较需要特别注意的哦。好，那所以为什么会叫做热狗呢？这个名字是如何由来的呢？在第二段这边呢，我们特别有提到名字的由来。那这个所谓的 hot dog， 这里的 hot 其实就是 red hot， 就是红红热热刚烤出来的意思。不过这个狗的部分啊，我们特别注意一下，在第二段第三句这个地方 ，as for the dog part， as for 加上名词，就是在文章当中啊，特别提到某一个其他人事物的主题，而至于什么什么的部分。那当然，这其实就是不是真正的狗啦，而是所谓的热狗那个 sausage 那个香肠的部分呢、啊，跟狗的关系就是德国的腊肠狗。为什么会这么说呢？因为其实啊，在美国这个平民美味的热狗是由德国移民引入美国的，所以它才会取到这个样的一个名字。我们特别来看一下第二段的第三句哦。第二段第三句它考的是第二题，那么第二题 ABCD 四个选项，你可能会因为像 C 的 one 某一个，或者是 B 的 that， 尤其是这个 that 它是不是 D which， 是不是也是冠带呢？这是很困扰的一件事情。不过回过头来，在第二段第三句这边考的重点其实是 that 当成一个代名词来使用。什么意思？以前我们国中的时候说 this 是这个， that 是那个，而在这一题当中的 that 的确也有那个的意思，但是所谓的那个是指的是在整句当中前面的 the meat 肉这个东西。好，我们必须啊要在解题之前提到一个很重要的观念，在英文当中其实有一种限定形容词限定的功能，我们说 of 加名词 of 什么什么东西就有限定的意思。如果我们要说一个很重要的事情，你可以说 something important 或者是 somethingOf importance， 也就是说，如果有一个名词，它后面带了 of 加名词，后面的 of 加名词就有限定前面名词的功能。例如在这句当中，先看一下逗点后面的 the meat of the sausage， 指的就是这个香肠，这个热狗的肉。好，所以肉已经被后面的 of the sausage 所限定哦。但是在第二格当中，我们看到答案的 that。后面也有接着 of 加名词 of a dog， 也就是说第二题这里答案的 that 只设的是肉这种东西，但是又被限定 of a dog 狗的肉。所以其实 that 这个代名词啊，在英文当中它有一种功能，就是它可以指同一种类但是却不同种的事物。为什么会这样呢？因为在句子当中，如果第二次出现同样的单词，就必须要用代名词。可是如果第二格你用的是 eat， 就会明确的指涉是前面的 the meat of the sausage。所以如果只是同一种类，但是却是不同的，例如在这里指的是狗的肉，就必须要用这个代名词 that。希望大家能够有一个概念。好，那接下来的第三题呢，就比较特别咯，它是考你动词的用法。那么动词这个形态在第三格当中其实它比较单纯，就只是一个被动式。因为在第三格，也就是第二段第四句这个地方， This small long dog breed was introduced to the US by， 有没有看到句子当中有一个 by？ 如果是被谁如何如何的话，那么动词当然会用一个被动式。
We're going to take a short break, then we'll be right back with part two of the article. Welcome back, everyone. So the second paragraph, the first part of the article, talked about German immigrants being introducing a dachshund, a sausage dog, a small, long dog, into the US, and they probably bought the sausages. Because if you've ever been to Germany or Austria, other parts of Europe, where there's Germanic culture, you see a lot of people on the street selling all kinds of sausages. Mm-hmm. They are super popular street food. They're served in the beer halls. They're served
out
as part
street,
of meals.
Quick snack.
Yeah. So speaking of German immigrants, the next paragraph begins, because we've just left that topic and we're still kind of, we're moving on a tangent relating to German immigrants.
It's actually a great way to start a new paragraph if it connects directly into the paragraph before, as this one does.
Yeah. So German immigrants, they probably played a role in the way we eat hot dogs today. So not just bringing in the sausage or relating it to the dog that they introduced, they may have played a role in the actual manner that hot dogs dogs are served and eaten. To play
interesting.
Yeah, to play a role in something is to take an important part in that thing. Like, maybe this thing would have happened anyway, but it looks like they played a role. They played a part. It's like playing a role in a play. You are a character in that play. You contribute to the plot and the story, just like some German immigrants likely contributed to the way that hot dogs are eaten in buns.
In fact, it's said that back in the 1860s, German immigrant Charles Feltman established the first hot dog stand at Coney Island in New York. Coney Island being an amusement park in New York. Hot dog stand, as we talked about before, a lot of times vendors sell things from stands. So this is possibly a little bitty shop that's on wheels. You've probably seen them in the night markets around Taiwan. They don't always have wheels, but it's just a little stand where he was selling hot dogs.
And the sentence starts with, "It's said that." So we can tell from this that this is the kind of popular legend, the story that's told. It may not be 100% true.
Right.
There may be other variants of the story or somebody else who's got it. No, it wasn't this guy. It wasn't Charles Feltman. It was somebody else who did it. But this is one of the stories, the kind of origin myths of the hot dog.
Where it became probably popularized for a lot of people in New York. They remember going to Coney Island at that time. Mm-hmm. They remember seeing the hot dogs, even though hot dogs existed before then, especially in Germany, with the wurst, the currywurst, all those sorts of things, right? I mean, seriously. But, however, this is what everybody remembers. This is what they have in their mind. So it's said that this is the way it all started.
So what did he do? To make it easier for visitors to enjoy his treats while they wandered around, he placed sausages in buns.
Interesting.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be difficult to hold a red-hot hot dog sausage straight off the grill.
Right.
You maybe don't want it in a bag because that would get hot. If a paper bag would get all greasy.
And the plates that you get in Europe, a lot of times you have the mustard on the side and the sausage in the bread. And the sausage rolls around, so it's not particularly convenient either, right?
Yeah, so put it in the bun and you can eat it as you wander. To wander is to walk around without any particular plan or direction in mind. You're just checking out what's there. You want to stop for a bit? Great. You want to turn this way or the other way? It doesn't matter. You want to look over there? Go for it. That's what wandering is. And this whole area, Coney Island, there's amusement parks, it's on the side of the water, there's a lot of stuff to go and see and do. It still is a place where people would go for a day out.
Right. I do find this really interesting because when my kids were younger, we went one time to visit friends in Denmark, and we went to the Denmark Zoo, as you do with kids, you get them out to the zoo, and we had a hot dog. Mm-hmm. And a hot dog in Denmark, or at least in the Denmark Zoo, is like a piece of French bread, and then they squeeze the mustard and ketchup inside a hole in the French bread. You make a hole in it, and then you stick the sausage in it. So it's a French bread hot dogs.
Okay,
it's a version of a bun,
yeah,
right? So I think that probably is another way you could go about it, but that's not the way it tends to be in America. There's a whole bun system. And I have one more side note. Mm-hmm. There is a weird rule where when you buy hot dogs, you almost have to multiply out how many you want because a pack of hot dogs normally has 10 in it, and a pack of hot dog buns has 8 in it. Go figure out the reason for that one.
That's just crazy.
This creative idea, back to our story, this creative idea of placing sausages in buns gradually caught on, so it became very popular. And hot dogs with buns became an American classic.
Yep, it's something that's enjoyed all over. So the article continues, in fact, Feltman's contribution is just one of many theories about the origin of this successful pair. This successful pair refers to the combination of hot dog in bun. Of course, hot dog in simple bread roll. So, yeah, just like we said with the phrase, it's said that and probably played a role. We've hinted at it in the past paragraph. There are many theories. There are many ideas about where hot dogs in buns really came from. And it's difficult to prove it because, I mean, 1860s, we have records from that time, but we didn't have the internet. It was difficult to pass news around quickly. Yes, they could have turned up in Coney Island first, but they could have equally come from a bunch of other places. And
as you mentioned, there's all the different cuisines cuisines that you find in America because of all the different cultures. Just another one that's mentioned off and on is a pig in a blanket, which is also basically a hot dog or a sausage wrapped with kind of like a croissant dough that you can buy in a can, or you can make it yourself if you're feeling particularly adept. And then you put it in the oven and you make this nice little pig in a blanket.
That's interesting because we in the UK, when I think of pigs in blankets, I think of mini sausages, like cocktail stick sausages that have been wrapped in bacon.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we think of as pigs in blankets.
Yeah, another version of
it. Yeah, just same name for a different thing.
But they are successful pairs as well, right? Whether bacon or the croissant dough. We're coming back into our story for this last sentence here. It says, so the next time you're hungry, grab, you almost have to make the action when you say the word, grab a hot dog and enjoy this slice of Americana for yourself. It's kind of funny to say slice of Americana when you're talking about a hot dog, but most people, when they think of a slice of Americana, they're probably going to think of apple pie. Mm-hmm. So you'd have a slice of apple pie. Americana is stuff that is related to America, stuff that's related to American culture. There's a whole area of country music that's called Americana music. If you have American flags or you have, you know, if you have different things like hamburgers every day, then I guess that's an element of Americana, but a lot of the American design things. So
like drive-in movies and drive-through restaurants we were talking about last month. That to me sounds like Americana. It's an American cultural thing.
And what I wondered when I saw the word Americana is, what other countries have this? So I kind of looked a little bit, and it's actually not so common. The ICA, ANA, or IANA, or ISM endings, I know that's a lot of things, but just like the ANA for Americana, that ending can be put on a lot of things. So there's like, I think, Australiana. But I was looking also for, you know, a Britishism of this level, and I found Victoriana.
Yeah, stuff from the Victorian era.
Yeah,
it's, I think it's partly, but with American culture being such a mix and also relatively new, you know, in a couple of hundred years compared to several thousand.
Right.
It's kind of easier to pin down stuff that seems classically American. A lot of it refers to stuff that's kind of created like turn of the century kind of stuff.
I wonder if Britannica, like the Encyclopedia Britannica, if that kind of goes in that direction.
Could be. Stuff that's just British, you know, like wet summer and, you know, like rain in the summer and cups of tea and traffic jams and lining up and stuff like that. That's just British. We don't fancy it up.
And the lions in Trafalgar Square, I think it is there, right? Where they're lining the square. That to me is something British.
Yeah, maybe it's harder for me to spot because I am British.
Telephone booths that are red.
Yeah.
Double deckers.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But that's it. That's the end of our history of hot dogs. We hope you've enjoyed learning about them. We're going to hand over to our Chinese teacher one more time, then we'll be back to wrap things up.
不过说到德国移民啊，其实只是热狗这个名字，很多的不同的来源理论的其中一个啦。那当时是什么样的一个情况呢？我们在第三段又更仔细的说了。不过特别注意一下第三段的第二句哦，这里的 it's said that 点点点，当然你可以判断的出来 it 是一个虚主词，真主词从后面的 that 一直到后面句尾的地方。那这件事情是被大家说的什么事呢？也就是当时1860年代的时候，德国移民他就在这个纽约啊开了第一个热狗摊，然后如何如何。可是在这里其实除了虚主词之外，它也是另外一个特别的句型，也就是被动表示客观的讲法。我们可以在 it's 后面看到的是 it's said 这件事情被说。被谁说呢？如果主词不明确，也就是不知道到底是谁说，就是大家说了。主词不明确的时候我们常会用被动，但是也就是因为被动，所以它有客观的一种语气存在。有时候我们会说大家都相信啊，据说啊，在这个宇宙当中可能会有外星人 aliens， 我们就可以造个句子 It's believed that there are aliens in the universe。 所以这里除了虚主词的句型之外，还有被动表示客观的讲法。那当然其实这个热狗它的起源理论是众多，不过不管怎么样啊，热狗就是 除了在美国之外，在台湾也是一个非常 popular 的平民美食。好，希望大家今天对于热狗的由来有一些认识哦。我是安娜，我们下次见。
So that's the end of our article. Time to go and grab a hot dog.
Yum, yum, yum.
For English Digest, I'm Pat.
And I'm Leah.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Take care.